Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of October 6, 2018. My name is Azalea, and I'm your phonologist for this week. The weekend was cold, wet, windy, and dreary. It is yet another rainy fall. On Monday the 9th, we had to come out of the rain from recess. On Thursday the 11th, the temperatures were not expected to get above the 30s. We got our first snow, only a small dusting, the night of October 10th, but around many bouts of snow flurries. There were also 15-foot waves in Canal Park, and Park Point got flooded, and Luth closing shops. Along that, there were 65-mile-per-hour winds for 2 minutes in Lakeside, according to Talem's neighbor. Along with the colder weather, we have noticed the change in daylight. When we wait for the bus, it is dark, and it is getting darker earlier. When we head home from school, we notice the street lights are on in the morning. When we head to school now, less time to play outside. In science, we did an experiment to find out what other colors are in a maple leaf. We used chromatography and found yellow, maroon, green, brown, and orange on our filter paper. On Friday the 5th, Miss Jackson saw her neighborhood fox bounding around in her field. It is a healthy-looking fox, which means it is well-fed. On Saturday the 6th, Sienna heard a pack of wolves howling back at her sister while they were calling for them at their house. Azalea has noted 2 animals' carcasses near her house and thinks there are coyotes in her neighborhood. Many birds are continuing to migrate. A robin was spotted still here on Thursday the 11th. On Saturday the 6th, Beatrice was walking her dog and saw yet another flock of geese. Little songbirds have been flying into many students' windows. Be sure to put up reflective tape ornaments or decorative clings to deter them from flying into your windows. In EE, Miss Tiji's class heard many blue jays screeching by Shelter 1 because a hawk had just flown by. On Friday the 12th, several students saw a warbler sitting on their windowsills of our classroom. At recess on Tuesday, Lissa saw a large flock of birds fly onto the ground and then fly back up. Also, when Miss Tiji's class went out on the nature trail in EE, they noticed lots of leaves carpeting the forest floor in varieties of yellow, red, and orange, but mostly yellow because of the windy weather. All of the leaves have been falling off the tree and covering the ground. The woods was also a lot more still after the snow. Students are continuing to notice many flies in their home. They are very slow, so they are easy to vacuum up. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.